Oceania. Lands, 30. Population, 38,338,482. Publishers, 99,816. Bible studies, 59,619. Australia. Fred, a witness in a quiet coastal town, left 3 of our DVDs with a man. Later, Fred received a letter from the man which said in part, "Watching and listening intently to the DVDs was a calming experience. I could feel the peace, joy, and smiles of the people I was watching. I have not felt that way for many years. Now I'm beginning to believe that there could be a better life ahead for me. In the past, I was often rude to witnesses who called at my door. For this, I sincerely apologize. Your people have approached me with nothing but friendliness and the desire to spread the good news. Who knows? One day you may look over your shoulder at your kingdom hall and see me sitting behind you." New Zealand. Two sisters called at a government-run family trust organization and arranged an appointment with the director. In preparation, they put together a family pack, specially designed to include subjects that would be of interest to the director in her work with families. The pack consisted of the books, The Secret of Family Happiness, and Questions Young People Ask, Answers That Work, along with the August 2007 issue of Awake featuring the cover series, 7 Steps to Better Parenting, and the October 2007 issue featuring the series, Keep Your Children Safe. When making the visit, the sisters explained the voluntary nature of our work and said that we have deep interest in helping families, especially spiritually. They spent time showing the contents of the pack. The director listened, accepted the literature, and said she would like to share the information with all 35 employees. She added that the Awake articles would benefit all 503 families listed in her records. The sisters managed to collect 557 copies of the Awake magazines. 2 weeks later, they received a phone call informing them that all the magazines had gone out to the families. Fiji. A young man named Vilyama proved to be an exceptional rugby player and aspired to play for his country. His brother Leon also wanted to pursue a career in rugby, but after accepting a Bible study with a special pioneer, he realized that he could not serve two masters. He began attending meetings and gave up rugby. His mother, a witness, bought him clothing to wear to meetings, but during an argument, Vilyama took Leon's meeting clothes and ripped them up. Leon was devastated, but he chose not to retaliate. Sometime later, Leon took his watermelon crop to market, and with part of the proceeds he purchased meeting clothes for himself, as well as a Bible, pens, and highlighters for use at meetings. He bought the same things for Vilyama. Remembering his own spiteful act, Vilyama was deeply touched by his brother's kindness. He donned the new clothing and surprised his brother by attending a meeting. Vilyama also accepted a Bible study, and the two brothers progressed spiritually. As both were preparing for baptism, Vilyama received a lucrative offer to play rugby in Europe, an offer many young men dream of receiving, as it holds the promise of financial security and personal glory. However, his goals now had changed, and he decided instead to dedicate himself to Jehovah. Both Vilyama and Leon served as auxiliary pioneers for the first 6 months after their baptism. Seeing the good example of his children, Waisaya, their father, also accepted a Bible study. Waisaya made great changes and was baptized along with his 2 daughters at a special assembly day.